All right, Wednesday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Just one thing off of the pregame. Isn't it funny? Another disinformation book has come out. First time it was Jake Tapper. Now it's Karine Jean-Pierre. Karine Jean-Pierre is actually writing a book about misinformation, about discerning misinformation, where she is literally the chief. She was the lead chief propagandist for the entire Biden administration for 4 years. I mean, truly, so you got Jake Tapper first, covering up the cover-up, and now you have Karine Jean-Pierre, who is the chief purveyor of disinformation, writing a book about dispelling disinformation. Let me say it to everybody in the chat. Johnny F62 is on. Gritter Dunn is on. Granite 2468 is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Scody is on. Johnny F62 is on. Scooter Magruder is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Goosey 600 is on. Kansas Law Dog is on. Robin Aroni is on. Big Scott 1 is on. 11 Carl 11 is on. Just Jesse is on. Sunwoo 45 is on. Skunk 71 is on. Mike Griffith is on. Biggie 926 is on. Keyline 13 is on. Black Bart is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Big Jim Go Blue is on. Order in the Court is on. D9597 is on. Spaz 64 is on. Milwaukee James is on. Let me see here. Scrolling down. Riffadota is on. Leon Fish Puppy is on. Joe Heathen is on. K4VMS is on. TJT1 is on. One or two more here. Conservative Waffle is on. The Producer Aaron is on. All right, a little late to the show on this one. On the whole Palantir Real ID story, a little late to the show on that. We're going to cover it maybe ad nauseum. Who knows if I'll even get off of it. I do plan on getting off of it, but I don't know if that'll actually happen or not. Just let me launch it with this. Let's go to the first one, Will. WikiLeaks tweet. Palantir, which is a tech company, most of you already know all of this, probably wondering where was the TLP on all of it. Well, you're going to get as much of it as you could possibly desire tonight from this store. Real ID and Palantir. Trump is ushering in Real ID. This goes all the way back to 2004, just so everybody knows, really institutionalized more in 2008. And now Trump, for some odd reason, is buying in. Just like for some reason, and I'm not going to have time to get to this tonight, maybe tomorrow, you have RFK Jr. and the HHS and NIH, FDA, all looking into and approving a new mRNA vaccination. You know, you have to hold back your carnality. Carnality means of the five senses. If you ever want a deep dive into that, it's all Romans chapter 8. Those who live according to the sinful nature have their mind set on what that nature desires, but those who live in accordance to the Spirit have their mind set on what the Spirit desires. The mind of sinful man is death, but the mind controlled by the Spirit is life and peace. That's Romans 8, 7, 8, 8, and then back to 8, 6. But anyway, so it's my carnal nature to attack, and then forget about the good things. That's probably a shock to all of you, but that is my tendency to do so. So understand, I know what the great things are that Donald Trump is doing. I do understand it. And listen, we talk about it all the time. My second stack is, I'll be honest with you, nothing's positive tonight. I mean, it's just not an overly positive show. I mean, it really isn't, because if I get past Palantir and Real ID, then we're going right in the back into the national debt. Because Elon Musk is just rampaging all over social media, as he should be, and he should be pissed off. He should be absolutely pissed off that all of his work is going to nothing, and Trump is signing on. If it was Mike Johnson, just Mike Johnson simply doing it, because we all know that Mike Johnson is more than an ankle grabber. He's a heel grabber. We know who Mike, for the globalist, leftist, bourgeois elitist, we know who he is. And they're the worst of the worst, the ones who claim Christianity while doing that. But anyway, but Trump is all on board with pushing the big, beautiful bill. I can't get off into that, because if I do, it's already 9/11. It'll be 9:38 by the time I get done. I'm never going to get into the whole Palantir thing. So if I have time to get to it, we will. But big, beautiful bill is a big, beautiful boondoggle. And I'm not the only one saying it. Many people on the right are saying it, including now Alex Jones is all over it now himself. Initially was saying positive things about it. Now has read it and understands that it's not. It's not good. This right here is not good. Palantir, not good. It is a tech system. It is a tech platform. It is a tech company run by people who attend the World Economic Forum. I have their names too. So I got them on the bottom here. I lost it. Let's see. Karp is the CEO, and then Peter Thiel is the founder of Palantir. It'll probably pop up on these anyway. But anyway, so Alex Karp, that's his name. But anyway, thank you. Aaron just got it 2 seconds before I did. Oh, it's right on the bottom anyway. But anyway, so this is a tech platform to basically, and Aaron, jump in whenever you can, and literally you can interrupt me during the tech parts. Aaron knows. I make both Will and him step on eggshells because I'll bite their head off if they do something wrong. And then I ask them to do stuff and they're afraid to do it because I'll bite their head off if they don't do it just right. But anyway, that's working for me. But anyway, usually quiet. You won't hear much from me. But when I'm talking, then it gets ugly. But anyway, so this is a tech platform basically to house a real ID program. Now, how many of us know that that is not a good idea to have a national real ID? Can we all just go back? Listen, you can believe whatever you want to believe, but the book of Revelation is going to take place. That's not conspiracy theory. Most Christians think that the book of Revelation is a conspiracy theory. It is not a conspiracy theory. It will, in fact, take place. The great white throne judgment will, in fact, take place. The rapture will, in fact, take place. And the second coming of Jesus will, in fact, take place. It's all going to happen. And one of those signs of the times is, as what you hear all the time on this show, is Revelation 13, 16, 17, and 18. He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man. His number is 666. How many of you would now agree that it is not a good idea to have a national ID? But don't worry, just like they say in Australia right now, it's their biometric ID. And by the way, this real ID will include everything, your passport, your biometrical data, your insurance, your credit system, whatever, your bank accounts, everything else eventually. But as in Australia, don't worry, it's all voluntary. But right now, you can't even get on a domestic flight without a real ID or a passport. But right now, you're like, see, Tom, it's still not compulsory. Yeah, right now you have one other option. Do you not think they're going to narrow your options? We all saw this. We would already be living under a totalitarian, authoritarian dictatorship right now if we hadn't all stood against COVID. But you're like, you can have a passport and still get on a domestic flight. So that's your only way? I got on a domestic flight in February. All you needed was your state ID or driver's license. But now you got to have a passport or a government federal issued real ID. Can anybody hear... Anybody possibly hear Sieg Heil right now? I mean, again, it is never a good idea to have anybody in government tracking your movements or being able to cut off your ability to access your money or any other part of commerce. Again, the point of the globalist, leftist, bourgeois, elitist is to leverage you into a one-world commerce system right out of the book of Revelation 13 and 14 with a singular access point to all commerce controlled by them. They are the gatekeepers to all commerce. But you're like, yeah, but this isn't tied to purchases. I mean, how can anybody be this stupid? This is what's going on in Australia right now. This is already what's happened in the largest country on the planet via population, which is 1.4 billion people in China, completely controlled by a national biometric ID. By the way, Trump has advocated for a national biometric ID, just like Netanyahu has. Yep. You're like, Tom, you thought you were a Trump lover. I am. I'm not a sycophant. If Trump walked into the room right now, I'm not getting on my knees. I'm not bowing. He is a human being who is flawed, just like you and I. But right now in Australia, they have their biometric ID program that is not compulsory in any way, shape, or form, they say. Only problem is you just can't buy anything without it. So it's not compulsory. You don't have to have it. You can not buy it and starve to death. You can not get it and starve to death. That's what they always do. Then they tie your ID to all purchases. You want your tooth pulled? You got to have a national ID. You want to buy milk or eggs? National ID. You don't think that's coming, folks? It's coming. Read the book of Revelation. It's going to happen. That's the difference between this program and all other programs. This is politics interwoven with the Bible being over it all, with the Bible lording over all of those things, with the Bible actually being Lord, because Jesus is the Word, John chapter 1, verse 1, John chapter 1, verse 14, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. Jesus is the Bible, and the Bible is Jesus. So Palantir is engaged in a major expansion of the American surveillance state spyware company Palantir. You may not want to give that company, that is a spyware company, control over your national ID system, Trump administration. You don't think it's going to bounce back on you? Palantir is engaged in large-scale data collection on American citizens, having taken on multiple contracts across federal government agencies with large holdings of private information. Isn't that great? Did you know that was happening? You did know now, but did you know that was happening before? Maybe a month ago on March 2025, a March 2025 executive order signed by Trump mandated all federal agencies to remove all barriers. That's a great idea, Aaron. Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah, great.
Let's give Palantir, by the way. And you ever, Aaron, if you can, have pics of Alex Karp available and Peter Thiel. You can just get one or two of each. You really want these guys. Peter Thiel is one of these glorious people who claims to be a Christian who's gay. Oh, Tom, you're not allowed to judge. That's not true either, by the way. Please read the Bible. Judgment, you only reserve judgment when you are doing the same things. Otherwise, you judge. Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 24, to judge with righteous judgment. Do not judge according to appearance, but judge with righteous judgment. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, the spiritual man makes judgments about all things. 2:15, read it for yourself. Spiritual man makes judgments about all things. These two men are trying to control the world. I told you, you need to know men like Peter Thiel and Alex Karp. You need to know people like Norm Eisen and Mark Elias. You already know Gates and you already know Klaus Schwab. You already know Mark Zuckerberg. You need to know these men. All right, let's go back to the other thing because I got to read it. Thank you, Aaron. Just keep those holstered up for me. Having on March 2025, this was an executive order. This is what Trump wants. We need to be honest about Donald Trump and hold his feet to the fire. Mandated, and by the way, listen, you need to be hearing about Tom Rentz on this, Alex Jones on this. It is not me, just me. It can be just me. I don't care. I'll burn my audience to the ground. I'll burn my congregation to the ground. I'm going to speak what's true. That's it. Trump mandated all federal agencies to remove all barriers to Palantir, a spyware company. Barriers to intra and interagency sharing of unclassified documents. At the same time, the administration is committing hundreds of millions of dollars to Palantir, a major intelligence contractor whose CEO, Alex Karp, told an investor call in February 2025, Palantir is here to disrupt and when it's necessary to scare our enemies and on occasion kill them. That's a quote, and that's actually real. And they're going to be in charge of rolling out this real ID program. Their software and their company will control it. As much as your phone is controlled by Apple, Palantir will control our national ID. That is not a good idea. And Trump executive ordered it into existence. You're like, Tom, we're getting sick of you attacking Trump. I'm not attacking Trump. I'm telling you what's true. I love what's going on at the border. I love the tariffs. That's causing, not one thing that the Democrats have said has come true about the tariffs. All our economy has done is improve since the tariffs were rolled out, or the threat of tariffs rolled out, with the countries lining up to sign trade deals. Trump is doing a great job on the economy, doing a great job on the border, horrific job on the debt, horrific. And now this. And we have to talk about it. How many of you loved Operation Warp Speed? How many of you loved that Trump was still talking about how great the vaccines were 18 months ago? He shut up about it because he's about to lose the election over it. Then we need to just understand who he is. He didn't know that it's DARPA behind Operation Warp Speed that works in conjunction with Moderna, the fascist company that partners with the NIH and shares patents with the NIH. Fascism meaning the merging of governance and corporatism. Right, let's go to the next one. Here's Palantir. Trump taps Palantir to create master database on every American. Trump's dystopian plan is already underway. That's an absolute fact, by the way. It's an absolute fact. Does he know what he's doing? No, because he doesn't read the Bible. He thinks it's going to curtail illegal immigration. He thinks it's going to curtail fraudulent voting. That's why he's doing it. It doesn't do either one. But that's why he's rolling it out. Go to the next one for me. Greg Reese video. Here's a video, just kind of a summation of Real ID and Palantir and Palantir's involvement in Real ID. Play it for me.
In 2024, Palantir made a deal with Israel to harness Palantir's advanced technology in support of war-related missions. We see part of that technology today as the Lavender AI system, which assigns Palestinians a numerical score of 1 to 100 based on how likely they are of being an enemy. It has a 10% error rate, which has been acceptable for Israel and Palantir.
And you know, well, if you, do you want to hear my answer? So the primary source of death in Palestine is the fact that Hamas has realized that there are millions and millions of useful idiots that will. Mostly terrorists.
So what do you think about the use of artificial intelligence or Lavender by the IDF in identifying Hamas targets?
I'm not on top of all the details of what's going on in Israel because my bias is to defer to Israel. It's not for us to second guess everything. And I believe that broadly the IDF gets to decide what it wants to do and that they're broadly in the right.
And along with the Lavender system, there is the Habsora AI system, which means the gospel, which is an AI tool created to address the human issue of running out of targets. Habsora generates up to 100 targets per day. Both these AI systems use Palantir's advanced surveillance technology to track every person's phone records, social media, and movement patterns. Palantir's tech is used by the U.S. military and local police departments. It is the premier tool for mass surveillance. When running for his first term, Trump was saying he would implement a biometric tracking system.
We will finally complete the biometric entry-exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately. We will ensure that this system is in place. And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system.
Palantir co-founder Peter Thiel donated $1.25 million to that campaign, and he donated $15 million to J.D. Vance's 2022 Ohio Senate campaign. Palantir has significant ties to the CIA, starting in 2004 when the CIA's venture capital arm, InQtel, gave Palantir $2 million. Palantir's Gotham platform was developed by and for the CIA. Initially, the CIA was Palantir's sole customer for several years. Palantir is the CIA's surveillance tool. And now, Palantir is to create a system for the federal government that will monitor every American under an AI system, linking Social Security, the IRS, and immigration into one centralized system. It will be using its Gotham software, developed by the CIA, to track and condition human behavior. Most of yesterday's alternative media support this. For those who can still think clearly, this is as dystopian as it gets. But there are many fools who are content that the fascist society being put into place will not be woke. But don't be surprised if it comes with a carbon tax and an American version of a social credit system. Greg Reese reporting.
All right, so there you go. Obviously, not a good thing. Put the next one up for me. So, Real ID myth number one: Real ID will stop illegal immigrants from voting. Fact: Real ID does nothing to verify citizenship for voter registration. States already control voter rolls, and Real ID does not replace or upgrade that process. In fact, illegal immigrants in 19 states can still get non-compliant state-issued driver's licenses per the National Immigration Law Center. Real ID does not stop that. It's a national identification card disguised as a driver's license. Now, you saw on there, it may end up being framed in the Palestinian versus Israel conflict. Of course, it's being used in that conflict. It's being used, I'm talking about Palantir / Real ID, which again is a If you watch, you need to like follow Song Ping Guang on Twitter, because that shows you the end game of all of this that has been rolled out in China. China now is a biometric social credit system, CBDC economy in totality now. Understand that. So yes, it is being used against the Palestinians. So then a bunch of pro or anti-Israel conservatives will then suddenly be in favor of Palantir. It'll then be turned against you whenever they want to turn it against you. It is a way to map people. It is a way to track people. Where exactly are they? And it comes up with, again, it's, you know how that works in Israel? Is it actually uses a percentage basis to target people in Gaza. You're like, well, good, because I'm anti-Hamas. I'm anti-Hamas too. But the problem is the technology could easily be turned right back on you. And we just signed up for the same company to run our Real ID program in the United States of America, signed into law by a Trump administration EO. It wasn't an auto pen. It's really Trump signed it. So what it does in Gaza is it scores out the citizens as they're being tracked. They're 100% Hamas. They're 95% Hamas. They're 81% Hamas. They're 71% possibility they're Hamas. And then drone strikes them in accordance. That's how it works. You really want that? I mean, we saw all of this start to be rolled out during the 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve of COVID-19. There it is, right there. That's China right there. This is how everybody wants to live. Well, since Trump put it in, it's fine. No, it's not. It's just like the debt spending is no good whether Trump spends us into oblivion or a Democrat spends us into oblivion. The dollar still ends up being nothing. Still ends up having zero value whether a Republican or a Democrat spends us into oblivion. It doesn't matter. Just because a Republican ushers in something evil does not make it good. Has this changed? Watch right there, because it's actually the perfect thing. It says 36,937,720,000,000. Watch right now. It's going to turn 721 right now. There you go. Every 19 seconds, we spend $1 million. Every 19 seconds, we spend $1 million in this country. And has it ever benefited you? No, it's politicians benefiting themselves and all of their friends. Here's an interesting stat today. This is an absolute perfect summation of the federal government. I saw this hearing with Jim Jordan questioning officials from Brown University. Brown University, part of the Ivy League. And there's only 7,000 students that attend Brown. Do you know how many teachers and administrators they have? Will find this very interesting. He's a teacher. They have 7,000 students and 3,500 members of the administration.
Oh, holy cow.
3,000, because it's very interesting, because they make $700 million a year, and we still send them money. Your money still, they make $700 million a year in tuitions, because it costs each one of those 7,000 students $90,000 a year to go there. So they're making like $700 million a year. We're still sending them government stipends, just gifts for their research. And then they actually hire 3,500 administrators and teachers for 7,000 students. So each student, two students have an administrator. Every two students have their own administrator. No, again, it's just, it's very emblematic of a Democratic Party NGO. Given $1 billion to feed children, they pay themselves $999 million out of the $1 billion, and then they give $1 million away in food. That's what they do, and that's what Brown University is doing. But I digress. So it's the Trump says, you know what? It's going to control illegal immigration. No, it won't. It's going to stop election fraud. No, it won't. All right, let's go to the next one. I think we're at Homeland Security. Where are we at?
Risky Chris.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Will. All right. So here is Alex Karp. He is the CEO. Here he is speaking at what? Can we all guess? Of course, he's at the WEF, the World Economic Forum, espousing the virtues of Palantir. Play it for me.
Look, we built PG, which single-handedly stopped the rise of the far right in Europe. We built Foundry, which was used to distribute the COVID vaccine and saved millions of lives globally. We built what we call multi-constellation and what's often called the digital kill chain. And their category, defining products. So when you deliver these products to the market, just honestly, people say this isn't going to exist, this isn't right. valuable, but then it changes the market. And then the market is the Palantir market. Now, that doesn't mean everyone in the world's going to buy our product, but it means most of the sensible people in the world are going to define, buy from the category we defined.
Aaron, if you could just grab a hold of that pick and side by side, just so everybody knows who I'm talking about here with Alex Karp. But anyway, so here he is espousing the virtue and the accomplishments. It doesn't matter what it looks like. There you go. Of Palantir. Now, they stopped. Let's go with the one that's right on the screen. They stopped the far, single-handedly stopped the far right in Europe. So they single-handedly used this technology to ban people out of existence. What they deem to be far right, which, by the way, is you and I. So now this guy right here, Alex Karp, and his gay president of his company, Peter Thiel, are now, who claims to be a Christian, which is impossible if you're homosexual, read the Bible. But now these, they now are going to be in control of a national ID system called a real ID. But don't worry, it's just so that we can tell whether you're a citizen or not, whether you can vote or not, but it's never going to be about accessing commerce. You really believe that? You ever read, I mean, again, read Revelation 13, 16, 17, 18, Revelation 4, 9 through 16. Please read that tonight before you go to bed. Oh, but Trump's doing it, so it's good. It's not good even if Trump's doing it. Trump rolled out Operation Warp Speed. Was it good? 36 million excess deaths later, according to the Society of Actuaries, would say absolutely not. And those are only, that's 36 trillion excess deaths amongst those who have life insurance. We don't even know how many excess deaths there were. So he said, no, I need that. Keep the original screen up for me. I'm just going to keep, yeah, because I don't want to forget what it says on there. So he says he single-handedly eliminated, stopped the far right in Europe. That's us. Now, they will claim that the far right is Nazis. That's always the far left. They always say extreme right-wing politicians are the extreme right-wing. And then they call Hitler that. Well, it was Stalin far right? No, he was far left. And Hitler was a socialist. And so was Stalin. So how exactly are conservatives far right according to the definition of the far left? It's always the far left that's the problem. You will never find, if it's correctly defined, you will never find an instance in history where the far right causes any problems of substance, ever. You won't. You won't find it. It's always the far left. But he says, we stopped the far right. So a private company being used with government contracts, under government contracts, stopped a political movement. Is that what we want? Controlling all of our movements? Well, it's going to be voluntary. How long do you think it's going to be voluntary? As long as Trump's in office. Are you sure, first of all? And then second of all, because he wants to use it, because I believe his motives are at least somewhat pure, he wants to use it to eliminate fraudulent voting and illegal immigration. It doesn't do either one of those things. So we don't want a guy like this in charge of our movements. And then he talked about that you just have to listen to these people. You shall know them by their fruits. You know false prophets by their fruits. Matthew 7, 15 and 16. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. That's Jesus speaking. Matthew chapter 7, 15 and 16. So he also developed this, some of their software programs, Foundry, which enabled mass COVID vaccine distribution, which he says saved millions of lives. They can't prove they saved one life with these vaccinations. In the vaccine trials, the efficacy, if it lasted at all, was for 1 day to 7 days, if it had any efficacy whatsoever. And I can't deep dive into the vaccine stuff or show's over. But anyway, so they developed Foundry, which saved millions of lives, didn't save one life, so he's a liar. And their other program, which you're using to target Palestinians, is called Lavender. So they're all over the place. This is just a wonderful company, isn't it? Isn't this what we voted for? For Trump, isn't this what we voted for? He has put into power, via an executive order, a company that pimped and hoarded the COVID-19 vaccination, called Foundry, using what they call Foundry software. Isn't that what we voted for? So we voted for to be put under the authority of Alex Karp, who developed Foundry software for mass distribution of COVID-19 vaccinations? Is that what we voted for? Did we vote for a real ID system at all? Is that what we voted for? Listen, we are all federalists. We are all capitalists. We are all for a constitutional republic. Is this what we voted for? Absolutely not. Did we vote for a system of biometric tracking so that we can be given a social credit score? Is that what we voted for? Absolutely not. Well, Tom, that's not happening, right? It's not happening at the moment. You already can't get on. Have things changed? And let's look at this. Let's look at the simple facts. Have things changed since January? No, Trump didn't take office until January 20th. So let's go. Have things changed since February? Yeah. From February until May 7th, you could get on a plane in this country with simply your state driver's license. Now you can't. So things change rapidly, do they not? How much longer will it be till you can't make a purchase without this ID? And then what they can do is shut your ID off whenever you don't politically cooperate or get your vaccine. I.e. Canada, shut your bank. You send any money to the trucker convoy, to the anti-vax trucker convoy. You know, we'll just shut your bank account off. That's what this is all about. Because this will all be tied in. That you can read the literature on it. It's tied into your passport. It's tied into your accounts. It's tied into your medical records. It's tied into your credit. Everything. All right, let's go to the next one. Homeland Security video. You know what? I missed all this. I don't know how I did. Just being transparent. I missed all this. I honestly don't know how. I was listening about Real ID long before this, but I missed all these rollouts. I don't know how I did. But this is a Homeland Security. How many of us voted for this crap? Play it for me.
Hi, I'm Kristi Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. If you plan on traveling, we need your help to prevent delays and to prove your identity. Get a Real ID. Starting May 7th, you will need a Real ID to travel by air or to visit federal buildings in the United States. These IDs keep our country safe because they help prevent fraud and they enhance security. Please do your part to protect our country. Go today and don't delay. To learn more, go to dhs.gov/real-ID. Thank you.
All right, so there you go. Now, how many of you, does that sound like you're watching 1984? Mm-hmm. Is that what you voted for? I didn't vote for that, for Kristi Noem to come out and whore around a Real ID. I didn't vote for that. I didn't vote for Donald Trump to whore it either. And you might be somebody. I saw people last night trying to explain away the big beautiful bill. You can try to explain it away all you want as the debt goes up. Go ahead, go try to explain it away. It adds $3 to $4 trillion to the debt. Believe Elon Musk. Don't even believe Russ Vogt. He's part of the Trump administration. You're like, Tom, you sound awfully vehemently anti-Trump. No, I'm anti-issues, not anti-Trump. He's doing great things, but these are cataclysmic, just so you know. Apocalyptic, cataclysmic. Right out of the book of Revelation. And then you got Kristi Noem. This is to prevent delays. Really, Kristi? That's why you're doing it? To prevent delays? For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with a child, and they shall not escape. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. For when they shall say peace and safety, keeping everybody safe by biometrically tracking you. So here it is right here, coming to America, main video. This is what it'll look like if we let it take place. If Palantir comes into power, this is what it's going to look like. Play it for me.
Companies are experimenting with the algorithms to help the government create the new national social credit system. The government also has pilot projects. In one, citizens are required to do hours of unpaid work to get benefits. And scores are docked for things like littering, a messy yard, gossip, even jaywalking. Video of offenders is shown on the local news. And information collectors like Jo I Nee are paid to report on their neighbors. Her quota, 10 entries a month. Like the man who carried a drunk person home. A good deed, she says. Good social credit gets rewarded with perks like cheap loans and travel deals. But a bad score means public shame and worse. Huang Huijun lost a court case and didn't pay. Now he's on a government blacklist. I can't buy airplane or train tickets, he says, and the list goes on. Being discredited makes it hard to get a job or put kids in top schools. The social credit system will go nationwide next year, and few here are willing to criticize it, something that may pose a risk itself for a bad score and the life that comes with it. Janice Mackey Frere, NBC News, Beijing.
Hey, NBC.
Many of you want that. That's what we're signing up for. Same technology. Is Palantir actually in China? I can't remember exactly what I read, whether they helped with it or whether they counseled with Chinese technology or not. They're not the system that's running it. Of course, the PLA, People's Liberation Army, is running all of this. Is this what everybody wants? Do we really want, do you want to be scored all the time? Because all it is that you can't do it. You saw it right there. You can't, but the guy who didn't pay a fine from the court now can't buy, sell, trade, or travel. Is that what anybody wants? He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave. And you got narcs like this woman here who tracks everybody and calls them in. And when she calls them in, she gets points added on to her social credit system, her social credit score. Oh. Causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave. There's God right there. There's God. That's what everybody wants. They want the government to be God. And you're like, listen, Trump is not God. He's not God. He doesn't make all the right decisions. This is not all 4D chess. I get sick and tired of hearing that crap. Well, this is a big, beautiful bill. It's got, you know, there's a lot of positives in it. And Trump's going to do this 10 years. Trump's not even going to be in office 10 years from now. Everyone, he needs to have his feet held to the fire, whether it's Operation Warp Speed or this crap right here. You really want to live like this? Because eventually what happens is you get leveraged out of everything if you do not comply. They jam you into a 15-minute city like they are all living in. This is what China lives in. All in 15-minute cities, and there's a gate on the way in and way out. And on the way in and way out, you have to swipe your card. And if that card doesn't work, you stay in. Everybody want that? There it is, right there. Whoop, you ran, you know what, you ran a stop sign. So it tracks your license. We're always seeing some of this right now. The technology's already been in place. Puts your license plates on it, lowers your social credit system right away, your social credit score right away. And there's a little narc woman right there. All right, so let's look at this one. Let's go to the next one. Mark Wayne Mullen video. Here's a senator advocating for it. Play it for me.
Let's talk about the real ID. Let's just break this down for you. Even if you don't get the real ID, your driver's license still allow you to drive in the state of Oklahoma and drive throughout the country. What you can't do is travel on a plane or travel abroad or something like that. Now, if you have a passport, you can still do it. If you're under 18, if you're 16, 17 year old, you don't necessarily have the real ID. If you're over 18, you do if you want to travel without your passport. If you have a passport, you basically already have a real ID. It's the same information. Keep in mind, the real ID was passed in 2005. So states have had 20 years to get ready for this. So all these states that are saying they're not ready for it and they haven't had enough time, literally you've had 20 years. I wouldn't sweat it. May God bless you all.
Now I want to show you something here. I want to bring this back to the COVID era for just a moment. If you just would, Aaron, just put it side by side and roll it, leave my audio on, play it.
Let's talk about the real ID. Let's just break this down for you. Even if you don't get the real ID, your driver's license still allow you to drive in the state of Oklahoma and drive throughout the country. What you can't do is travel on a plane.
All right, back to me. There it is. Okay, everyone, that sounds just like COVID. It's just like, well, what you can't do is this. How dare you tell me, Mark Wayne Mullen, what I can and cannot do? And Aaron just brought up a very valid point. Why is it that I need a passport to fly from Tampa to Atlanta? Because now I can't. See, they just squeeze all of your liberties from you. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of Mark Wayne Mullen's slavery, Donald Trump's slavery. If Donald Trump is issuing slavery, if Donald Trump is ushering in slavery, it doesn't make it any more right than if Kamala Harris did it. Real ID is a real freaking disaster. You want to usher in the mark of the beast? Then usher in the mark of the beast, which is real ID. Now, does that make it the mark of the beast? No, but it's just like vaccine passports ushered in the infrastructure, created the infrastructure for social credit systems and for CBDC, which is what all this Palantir technology is built off of, that infrastructure that was put in place by federal governments around the world. So Palantir can now profit off that infrastructure that's already in place to track your movements. I'm not going to go that right now, Aaron. We'll go to it later, maybe. All right, let me show you again. So Mark Wayne Mullen's like, hey, you know what? No problem. It's the senator out of Oklahoma. This is no problem. Him and James Cuckboy Lankford out of Oklahoma. Both two of them ankle-grabbing cuckboys. So I mean, imagine being a Republican. And you are going up there and you are positively advocating that Americans have just lost another percentage of freedom as a Republican. You know, you could still travel. You could still travel from state to state with your driver's license. But what you can't do is get on a flight without your passport or real ID. And as Will brought up about 10 minutes ago, well, just eventually they're just going to remove the passport as an option. Just like they're doing in Australia right now. Oh, this biometric ID system, it's optional. But you just can't buy anything without it. They're removing cash while they're doing that. In Australia right now, you have to give the bank an explanation about why you're removing $600 worth of cash. And in America, all of our transactions of $600 or more are tracked by the IRS. And now we want to give those same people power over us? Power over our movements, power over our possession, over our purchases, power over our travel, medical treatments, and what we buy or sell. And Will brought up another really good point. It's going to get to the place where they say, you know what, unless you have a real ID, you're not going to get online. That's probably going to be the first one, because that's how they can control and ban content creators and political pundits. You got to have a real ID. And then watch all of them, like Ben Shapiro, just run and get one.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, here's another example right here. Everybody wants, well, Trump's doing it, so it's good. No, it's not. If Trump is having an extramarital affair, does that make it good? Trump does it. If Trump is increasing our debt, does that make irresponsible spending good? No, it's bad. Bad is bad and good is good. Song Ping video. It's actually Song Ping Gang. I'm not sure how you pronounce it, but you need to go to this. All you need to do is type in Song Ping. It'll come up immediately. In one word, and you can follow them on Twitter. This is how China uses Real ID to control people's movement. Play it for me. So here you go. So here's the deal with this. From Song Ping. China's Real ID is a microchip to store and transmit personal information. This information can include your name, address, digital picture, citizen number, which, by the way, Will now have one. Aaron will now have one. You will now have one. You know, if everyone decides, and I will now have one if everyone decides to get the Real ID. So we'll be the same as China. You want this to be everywhere you go? It's already like that with facial recognition getting onto flights. Is that what everybody wants? That what you voted for? Did you vote for that to have your movements tracked, your purchases tracked? Everything you do will now be known. Well, Tom, that's not what they're rolling out. Right for now, it's always that way. Remember, 15 days to flatten the curve, and they didn't call off the national emergency until April 2023. After 15 days to flatten the curve. Once you give these people power, if you give somebody emergency powers, then they'll create the emergency so that they can operate in the powers. All right, Matt, here it is from, I believe it's from Massachusetts, mass transportation video. Real ID enforcement begins today, May 7th. Play it for me.
Now's the time to get your Real ID and make sure you're cleared for takeoff. A Real ID is an upgraded driver's license or Mass ID that has a star in the top right corner. Beginning May 7th, 2025, you'll need one to board a domestic flight if you don't have a passport or other TSA-approved ID. So, make an appointment at an RV service center, or AAA branch if you're a member. Gather your documents proving your identity and start your application online at mass.gov/my.
Yeah, Will just brought it into reality. He's like, I have to fly in a month, so you're telling me I got to have real ID? That's correct. You have to have a real... You go back. Go back to the... let me see if I can find it. Aaron, if you can, see if you can figure out which one it is, the Christy Noem video. Homeland Security video, back about 5-6 videos ago. Homeland Security. If you want to, Homeland Security video starting May 7th, you will need a real ID to fly. Play it for me.
Hi, I'm Christy Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. If you plan on traveling, we need your help to prevent delays and to prove your identity. Get a real ID.
Get a real ID.
Starting May 7th, you will need a real ID to travel by air or to visit federal buildings.
There you go. Just like COVID. Just like COVID, you want to be able to buy, sell, trade, or travel inside of Canada, inside of New York City, the Excelsior Pass, Arrive Can, Green Card, the Green Pass in Israel, the Green Pass and the COVID passport inside of the EU. You want to be able to do all those things? You want to be able to travel? No problem. We'll let you travel. But starting May 7th, you're going to have a real ID. I didn't vote for that crap. Man, I miss cussing right now. Because I'll tell you what, this would be a profanity-laden tirade. And some of you may not like this. You need to understand something. I love you, but I'm not here to accommodate anybody. That means I don't have an audience. Listen, I'll just let you need to. You may not know me very well. Aaron does. But I don't need anything in life. I just can live on the side of a mountain alone with a dog. That's how I am. I'd have to have a dog, but that'd be it. So if this all comes crashing down and I don't have an audience anymore, don't have a congregation anymore, it doesn't affect my happiness in the slightest at all. So I just say what's absolutely true. This is a major Trump administration screw up that has been this, by the way, this legislation has been in place, pretty much ushered into existence by DARPA in 2004 and 2008, just so everybody knows. DARPA, who you can trust, they're the ones who manage all of the vaccine production. Yeah, the vaccine production where you couldn't tell how many nanolipid particles were in each, so some people died immediately 8 hours after being vaccinated. Some people died a year later. Some people had no ill effects because there was no nanolipid particles in their particular batch of vaccines. Those are the people all running things like this. So here's another little positive note with all this. You're like, Tom, I told you it was a negative podcast. I told you. I warned you. It's negative. So here's another real positive thing. You're going to love this. So this is Camus' video. Britain's respect orders a pre-crime nightmare in the crime and policing bill of 2024. Palantir's tied to this too. Play for me.
Told you that under a new law going through Parliament, you could be banned from going places, posting online, or even just speaking in public without ever committing a crime. It's called a respect order. And it's part of Britain's new crime and policing bill, the latest version released in January 2024. Here's how it works. A relevant authority, which can include your local council, the police, even a housing provider, can apply to the court for an order against you. You don't have to be there. You may not even know about it. The court just needs to be satisfied on the balance of probabilities that you might cause alarm or distress, which is very broadly defined. No criminal offence is needed. No trial. No jury. And the respect order can ban you from doing anything the court describes, going anywhere, contacting people, posting online. If you breach it, it becomes a criminal offence, and you could face up to 2 years in prison. In other words, you could be ordered to stop doing things because of what someone thinks you might do, before any crime has happened. This isn't about punishing crime. It's about controlling behaviour before it happens. And this bill is active, right now, in Parliament. Are we going too far?
This is also Palantir Technologies, so everybody knows. Isn't that great? Put up the next one for me, just side by side it. There you go. Palantir has been helping American police build a crime predicting system. The same way that they bomb Gazans by putting them on a percentage basis, they can assign a crime prediction number to Aaron, Will, you, and me. Which is the exact same thing, and I wouldn't be shocked, I don't know this to be a fact, that Palantir is behind this respect order enforcement, the technology behind it, in Great Britain, is it? I don't know. But in Great Britain, you have respect orders. So all you have to do is go to all that has to happen is a relevant authority, which can't be defined. So it could be, Will, for all intents and purposes, at the church works for me, right? He works for the school system primarily, but when he's at the church, he works for me. So I would be a relevant authority. So I'm like, you know what? Will, I need to go to the court because, you know, I noticed that Will drank too many diet sodas. And you know what? That showed disrespect for the church. So I go and have a respect order. I just, you know, to make it less nonsensical. I noticed that, you know what? He was snotty to somebody on Sunday or he told a rude joke. So as a relevant authority, go and apply to the court. I go and apply to the court for a respect order to be issued on Will. in that respect order would be, Will, you can't do this and you can't do that. And they can ban him from social media immediately, ban him from any interactions they want to. And if he violates the ban, like if he violated an injunction, it becomes criminal. And you can go to 2 years in prison because he insulted somebody. Or just because I found that he wasn't being respectful. That's where we're headed. And Palantir has the technology to back it up. Right out of Minority Report right here, Songping tweet. Palantir has been helping American police to build a crime-predicting system like in Minority Report, the 2002 movie. China has developed its own pre-crime system to search and arrest anyone considered as an enemy of the state. Go to the next one for me. Oh, it's a video. Okay, I'm on the wrong one. Where am I at? Okay, I'm lost here, guys. Where am I at? Which one is that, Will?
Sense Receptor.
Sense Receptor, got it. Thanks. Okay, I'm one behind. So, how do they work that in China with their basically their precog system right out of Minority Report? How do they do it? They use algorithms to decide whether you are a potential threat. And if you are a potential threat in the eyes of the government, they send the police over to you. They interview you, and that interview can result in a lowering of your social credit system. And basically, you're put on a watch list. That's how it works, or potentially even arrested. All right, let's move on to Palantir with the vaccines, shall we? How could that be? And this is great. Isn't that Trump's doing this? Isn't that great? Sense Receptor video, Moderna CEO Stéphane Bancel talks about teaming up with Palantir to increase the speed of its clinical trials. Remember that Palantir right there, the CEO, he was saying, Karp, saying that at the WEF, that we helped in the vaccine rollout. Play it for me.
We are seeing it in our case where we're working, for example, with company Palantir that some of you are familiar with, to accelerate the clinical trial curve uptake, how many people you get in the study by unit of time, by being able to better select sites, by able to use algorithm to enrich the population, meaning selecting some people that's going to have a higher chance of giving you clinical readout quickly. And then there's a lot of business process within the enterprise where we are using a large language model, for example, to help us like selecting a dose. In the olden days, it will take a biotech or pharma company roughly, 4 to 6 to 8 weeks to be able to pick the dose that you use for phase three. Well, now we built a very, very complex system with a lot of data from all drugs or all drugs and competitive data that have been published and so on. And that process now takes 2 minutes.
So they use this technology to assess a vaccine susceptible population. What I mean by that are not people that need their mRNA vaccinations, but people who potentially will be receptive to receiving. Not people that medically need it, but people who are mentally, societally, whatever, receptive to being vaccinated. They use Palantir technology to do so, using algorithms to read your purchases, basically reading your purchases, whatever it is you purchase, whether it's entertainment, at stores, whatever it may be. They use algorithms like algorithms are used to send ads onto your social media platforms. If right now Will, Aaron, and I talked about Winchester rifles, all of our phones and devices are in this room. I guarantee you on the way home or when we get home, there'll be a Winchester or a rifle ad, if they were allowed on the platform, on our phones or on our devices. That's what they do. So they go Palantir technology. Now, Moderna, of course, is the fascistic partner of the NIH. And again, RFK Jr. just cleared the way for more mRNA vaccinations for some unknown reason. Has absolutely been anti-mRNA vaccination until 2 days ago. And now suddenly they're opening up the door, and I'll probably cover this tomorrow night, to mRNA vaccinations. And remember, Moderna partners with Palantir. Everybody see this? I mean, I hope you see it. Moderna, who's partnered with the NIH, also partners with Palantir, who now is running our Real ID system that Will can't get on a plane without in a month, unless he has his passport, which, by the way, in a month or two, 3 months, 2 months, a year, whatever it is, they'll remove the passport option, and you'll have to have a Real ID. And then that Real ID to keep you safe from fraud and to keep you safe from credit card fraud, you will have all your credit will be on that real ID. They want to keep you safe from anybody, you know, using your credit card. So they'll all be included on your real ID, and it'll be the only way to buy anything. Read your Bible, cashless society. And by the only problem with that is this. It can be turned off by somebody else. Because there's somebody who has their hand on the switch or on the faucet, and it's not you. So if you don't, and everybody, do you really want everybody to know what it is you're buying? I mean, really, is that what you want? You want people like Kamala Harris and Karine Jean-Pierre and Chuck Schumer to know what you're buying? Is that really what you, I don't want any Republican to know either. It's none of their freaking business. And we did not vote for this. We didn't vote for any of this at all. And that system that he's talking about right there, that Stefan Bonsell, CEO of Moderna, who's partnered with the NIH, remember, they share patents. That's fascism. The merging of corporatism to governance. That's fascism. And now Moderna's also partnered with Palantir. So we have a giant, giant clump of fascism. The federal government partnered with Palantir, partnered with Moderna while they're rolling out new mRNA technologies, which are all crap and have never worked and never will. They're meant to shut down your immune system to make you dependent on the government and kill you quickly. So you have a nice short life of servitude. That's what they want you. Listen, they want you to live for a while. Just die young so that you're not a burden on them, the globalist leftist bourgeois elitists. They'll live to 120 years of age, but they want you to die somewhere in your 50s. That's what they want. And that foundry technology that he's talking about in that video, he didn't say the word foundry. The foundry technology, because the CEO of Moderna is talking about how they use Palantir's technology to find vaccine-conducive environments. Well, that foundry technology was used for their mass vaccine distribution that he just talked about, that Alex Karp, CEO of Palantir, talked about at Davos. Dr. CZ video. There's Peter McCullough. Big news. It turns out that the U.S. military, not Pfizer, Moderna, played a key role in developing mRNA vaccines. DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, has been investing in gene-coded vaccines. That's the military. Since 2012. Play it for me.
In 2012, DARPA, which is the research division of the military, started a program. It's called the ADEPT Protect P3 program, Pandemic Prevention Platform. Look what they proposed. They said, listen, we are going to use gene-encoded vaccines as a new category of preventive measures based on RNA or DNA, and in this approach, we will stop a pandemic within 60 days. Within 60 days, in 2012, this was started. When President Trump came out and said it's Operation Warp Speed and they're going to develop vaccines, it would have been nice if he was prepped or Anthony Fauci was prepped to say, listen, we're working on this. We've been working on this since 2012. This is not new. This isn't warp speed. This is 10 years in coming. The deception out in the open that this was rapidly developed, that there was all this stunning innovation. The contractors, Moderna got its first multi-million dollar contract in 2013. The military works on programs, both the threat, SARS-CoV-2, and work on the answer, monoclonal antibodies and vaccines. But the military has biological threat programs. There's one for smallpox, monkeypox. There's one for anthrax. And who knows how many more programs. This was part of a program. But the military came up with the idea of messenger RNA vaccines. Not Pfizer or Moderna. Not Operation Warp Speed. It wasn't in response to what was, you know, came out of Wuhan, China. This is a military program. When it was announced by Health and Human Services, Alex Azar, and the Department of Defense, that's who entered into this, you know, ushered us into the vaccine era. The military. Emergency use authorization is a mechanism to get rapid new technology into the military. It's not a mechanism for the public. Its first application broadly to the public was with the COVID-19 pandemic. That's the reason why the FDA doesn't seem like they have any ownership over this. They can't seem to respond to it. Because it's a military program. This has a military origin to it. And the program is executed like a military program. No one will be spared. There's no exceptions. You can kind of see that the similarities there.
All right, so there you go. So, again, a lot of us already knew a lot of that stuff because we've been looking at it over the last 5 years, 15 days to flatten the curve. But, whether it's the pandemic, COVID-19, vaccine rollout, this is all planned. We want to think of America as 776. It's not. It was, but now it's not. We haven't been 1776 since the early 1900s. Really, in my opinion, since 1913, where you had the Fed and the FBI formed in 1 year. All right, so it's just not the case. All of this, all of it was rolled out. All of it was planned. I mean, we showed all of it during the, I don't even like to use their terminology, during the plandemic, we showed it all. We showed that, they had COVID-19 vaccine research. They had vaccine patents for years before this, for years. And we're actually calling it COVID-19. And then they act like it's a brand new novel virus. It's not. Our military is actually working against us. The vaccine rollout, Operation Warp Speed, was actually brought about by our military. And now all of this will be governed by, listen to this. This is the last part of the WikiLeaks tweet that I put out earlier. Palantir's data and analytics product Foundry, which is how they pimp mass vaccination, is already installed within 4 federal agencies. Everybody hear that? So for them to mass dispense vaccinations, Foundry, that's what that program is for. Palantir's data analytics products Foundry, which you already heard Alex Karp, CEO of Palantir, said they used it to mass distribute vaccinations. Foundry is already installed within 4 federal agencies, already, including Bobby Kennedy's Health and Human Services. And Aaron just said it. Boy, thank goodness the Republicans won. What's the freaking difference? Two heads of the same snake. And the Department of Homeland Security. And who just went out and hoard the real ID? Kristi Noem. And walks and talks Homeland Security with talks underway with other agencies, including the IRS. Isn't that great? Let's have Palantir real ID. Let's have them looking at all of our tax returns. And Democrats are so worried about Elon Musk looking into it. Widespread deployment would give the administration unprecedented, warrantless access. Well, it's fine if Trump does it. Right. Only problem is, first of all, it's not fine if Trump does it. Second thing is who's going to be president next? AOC? Warrantless access to the private records of everyone in the United States, whether they are suspects in a criminal investigation or not. Aaron, get ready. Put yourself on. Yeah. Explain the whole OpenAI thing that you explained to me.
Yeah, so it was the $500 billion investment that OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle basically were saying that they were going to invest to the country.
And they are investing.
Yeah, that's
to build
a plan.
Server farm.
Yep, a huge server farm.
To do?
to create with AI a specific mRNA vaccine for every American.
Isn't that great? And now you have Palantir's infrastructure to tell you when to go get your specific vaccination that is specifically made for your genetic material. Isn't that great?
Perfect.
I mean, isn't that a wonderful thing? Now, Aaron, when we need our favorite video of all time. Play it.
President of the EU. Not a scary organization at all. I've always loved the European Union. Haven't you? Just the precursor to one world government. It's awesome. And to hear the president of the EU explaining how you in Europe can get your life back to normal in that German accent she has, that just sounds so soothing to me. Here's what she says is important to get your life back here. Here she comes.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you? Good to see you.
Before Easter, we promised to the Europeans that we will do everything possible so that they can gain back some normality when planning for their well-deserved summer holidays. So on Monday, the European Parliament and the European Council signed the regulation for the EU digital COVID certificate. It is applicable from the 1st of July on, but if you want to as a member state, you can sign up early voluntarily. And that's what Belgium did.
Belgium did it.
As of today, to travel with a certificate, and they issue
travel
these
with a certificate.
And here is mine. So everyone who is fully vaccinated or tested negative or has recovered from COVID can get one. And we have right now 15 member states that have already signed up. And from the 1st of July, all 27 member states have to apply these EU digital certificates for the COVID. I am planning now to start my tour through 27 member states for the Next Generation EU, our Recover and Resilient plan. And I'm very curious to test and to see how this certificate will work. Thank you.
That's wonderful.
All right.
That's great.
She held hers up. Can I just take a picture of that? And
yes.
Is that okay?
Yes. That's fine. That's fine. So essentially what she's saying is you must have your papers. They'll be digital, but you must have some. The other ways of making you have your papers, please.
There you go. Number one video of all time on the TLP. And if we just keep having to use it. I thought we'd bought some freedom from it for the next, I don't know, 4 to 12 years. And no, we have Trump signs the executive order to have Palantir running our real ID system inside of the United States of America. It's just like during the video there where you have Ursula von der Leyen. This is your COVID, a COVID certificate. It's not about 15 countries are doing it now. Everybody is. We have 15 companies doing it now. But it will be mandatory by this date. It's voluntary, just mandatory by this date. Well, as of May 7th, 2025, U.S. residents need a real ID or other federally accepted form of ID in order to board domestic flights, nuclear power plants, or access federal facilities. So if Will needed to go to the VA, he can't without a real ID or a passport. And eventually they'll remove the passport option. All right, that's it. 10:14. Rumble Rants tonight. PSU, $47. Nate Dad 1, $20. Christopher Arnott, $20. Mike Griffith, $10. Robin Aroni, $10. 509, 25 McDonald, $1. Thank you guys so much in the rant. Thank you guys so much in the chat. Listen, we all need to just pray over this. Real ID must be defeated. Real ID is an apocalyptic disaster for this country. Pray it away in the mighty name of Jesus. Stick around for the postgame. Listen, the postgame's light. It's nice and light. I'm done screaming at you. I don't know if I'll do any real ID stuff tomorrow. Tomorrow, who knows? But, you know, I don't want to make any promises. But anyway, love you guys. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.